Go those Kings. Good morning, Brad Rosen.
Good morning, boys. Go those Kings.
It was a good weekend last weekend against the Bullets, my friend.
It was a ripper, and we called it on the Friday morning as well. Kings went both, win them both, guarantee themselves a playoff spot, and the Sydney Kings are back in the playoffs. Go, you good things.
Well, that's the now the next step after that is if they actually beat the Perth Wildcats tonight, which they're not expected to do, by the way, Brad. They're the outsiders at tab.com.au. And if they win against Melbourne, which they're not expected to do come Sunday, they'll actually be on top of the table.
You're right, just the other way around, TK. They play Melbourne tonight.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Sunday. Sorry. Other way
so,
around.
But you're right, and that's where it's going to be huge. Tonight they play Melbourne. That will be an absolute ripper. Melbourne have won the last 10 games against the Sydney Kings. Yep, the last 10. There's some players in Melbourne that haven't lost to the Sydney Kings. Not this year, haven't lost. So for Sydney, I think it's important that they try and get this win, obviously, because they need momentum going into the playoffs and they know they can beat Melbourne. But yeah, then they can go top and then they've got to go over to the West and play Perth over there. And they beat Perth last time over there. So it's going to be an absolute ripper of a weekend.
Yeah, there was no Casper Weir on that occasion, though, was there?
Yeah, made a difference.
Yeah, and that's where, well, it's really difficult. And you got Bryce Cotton playing for Perth as well, and just such huge players where it'll be massive. And look, could you ask for anything better? We've got the playoffs 2 weeks away, and then 1, 2, and 3 are all playing each other this weekend just to see who can get top spot. Brilliant. Absolute brilliant.
Now, Brisbane Bullets, who we mentioned got humbled by the Sydney Kings last weekend on two occasions, they actually put a dagger into Illawarra's final hopes.
Yeah, that was such a shame. I was watching that game last night and really Illawarra blew it there in the last minute. They were up, missed a couple of free throws, gave away a foul and then turned the ball over with a chance to win it. So Brisbane now advance. Illawarra are done. They can't make the playoffs. And Brisbane now stay in fifth spot. They're one game behind Adelaide for that all-important last spot in the playoffs in the four. But they've got a better run home, Brisbane, than Adelaide do. So it's going to be some interesting times ahead to see which of those two teams make it.
How important is it for the Kings to finish in first or second position in terms of home finals, Brad?
Look, it is. And I think it's for every team there, Loz. I think, you know, just to be able to get it, it's really in every sport they love to win at home. And look, I think it's more important for Perth to win one or two because that's 13,500 people over there in the Red Army. They just like, you know, unbelievable when they play in front of that crowd. For Sydney, they've proven this year that they can win on the road. So I don't think it would be as daunting for them.
Yep.
But let's be honest, you want to be at home. You want to be in front of your home crowd. You want to be in the playoffs. So the top two is huge.
Yeah, which is quite incredible. Ben's Aussie Ben Simmons, he's an NBA All-Star and well-deserved. It was funny. He had a bit of a slow start. Buckets came into the side and they thought they all had too many playmakers, remember that, and not enough shooters. But it seems to be working out pretty good for Philly.
Yeah, Philly are doing well and Ben Simmons has just torn it up. And it's so happy. You know, that's our first Australian ever to make an NBA All-Star. And, I just think it's brilliant. Of course, you know, the other guys that had the chance was like a Luke Longley and Andrew Bogut. And unfortunately, those guys didn't make the NBA All-Star. I felt Bogut was a little bit, unfair not to get it in those years that he was dominating in the defensive end and block shots. But anyway, so Ben Simmons is an All-Star. It's fantastic to see that he's on the reserves bench and a well-deserved for a guy that is absolutely tearing it up. And a few months away from, earning what TK does, that $223 million a year. So I think it's really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Have you heard any of the latest news on Anthony Davis? And did you see Kevin Durant blow up in the press conference about being asked about free agency and trading and things like that?
Yeah, I did. Well, look, I mean, everyone wants Anthony Davis. I think the Kings have tried to trade a couple of players to get him. But look, AD, there's talk that he'll go to LA Lakers. It's a difficult one because if you're AD and you want to go to a team that's going to win a championship, but the team he's playing for, you know, if you're them, you're going to want to get the absolute maximum out of what potentially is one of the top five players in the NBA. So I don't know where he's going to end up. I do, for my sake, hope for the Lakers because I just love LeBron and want him to be able to have good players around him to get back up there and play at that level and compete with Golden State. But, oh, mate, toss a coin. Where's that one going?
Would he be a good fit there? I haven't got the feedback whether LeBron would
Yeah, you would, but they'd have to give up too much, though, to get him.
Oh, they had to give up six. They had to give up six people plus all their future rookies and everything.
Yeah, and draft picks and everything.
Yeah, and I think if you can get an Anthony Davis and then they clear cap space because there's talk they want to go out for Kawhi Leonard, you give up whatever you need to give up because you've got 10 years with these guys.
Right.
Like, Anthony Davis is still so young. You don't worry. I mean,
25, isn't he? Is he 20?
Yeah, yeah, so young. And you know, you don't worry about draft picks over the next few years. And you got to remember, if it's a draft pick, the Lakers are going to finish higher up the ladder. So the draft pick they're going to be is late round draft picks anyway, so in the first round. So it's not like you're going to be picking up your Zachs and, you know, these guys, Anderson, who's going to be coming out this year. So so for me, I would feel you give up what you've got to give up. Just don't give up LeBron.
No, you can't afford to give up champions like that. Now, have you got a best bet for us this weekend, Brad?
I'll tell you what, guys, I was looking at the TAB and for our punters, there is some good stuff on there this week.
Ooh.
But it's difficult because there's every game could go either way. My best bet, and this is a difficult one, but I'm going to go for Illawarra to beat New Zealand.
Illawarra to beat New Zealand. So the Hawks are $1.67 favourites. New Zealand breakers, $2.20 outsiders.
Now, there was a few roughies that I looked at, but I tell you, I'm going to go with the heart a little bit here. And it's go those Kings to beat Perth in Perth.
Perth in Perth. So Sydney Kings over Perth. So Sydney Kings, $2. Perth. No, $2.30. $2.30 outside is the Kings. Perth are $1.67. $62.
And just watch those odds because, look, as much as I hate to say it, I really want the Sydney Kings to win today. My heart says the Kings to win, but my head says Melbourne. And I feel if Melbourne win, that odds could go up a little bit with over there in Perth. So, yeah, let's just see what goes on over there. But I think, you know, that's the roughie for the punters.
So the roughie for the punters, Sydney to beat Perth, $2.30. Illawarra to beat New Zealand Breakers, $1.67. And if you all up that, Brad, it's $3.84.
There not bad go. Money for the Skyrocket.
Oh, gee. Well, I hope the Kings win over there in Perth. I hope they beat Melbourne United tonight. And if they do that, they'll all but confirm themselves a position in the top two. Good on you, mate. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys. It will be good. Make sure you tune in tonight if you can't get the game. I'm calling that one, and I'm looking forward to Sydney Kings versus Melbourne. Go those Kings!